Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Alex Jones Show on this August 12th, 2010 edition. Alex is away today working on a project, so I'll be sitting in for the first hour. Some of you may know me. I'm Paul Joseph Watson, the writer and editor for PrisonPlanet.com, and we will be going to your calls at the bottom of the hour, so get ready. And the number is 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. But in the meantime, we're going to hit on a number of topics, primarily, of course, the financial meltdown, the double dip recession / depression, and more importantly, how the collapse of the political dynasty of Barack H. Obama and the buildup of tensions with Iran are all intersecting at the same time, leading to the same ominous conclusion that we'll discuss shortly. Now, we're going to start, obviously, with the financial picture. The Dow Jones is down again today. It lost no less than 265 points yesterday. And the latest job news, which came out today, is that jobless claims are unexpectedly rising. This is out of the Associated Press. Jobs picture dims as unemployment claims rise. The employment picture is looking bleaker as applications for jobless benefits rose last week to the highest level in almost 6 months. It's a sign that hiring is weak and employers are still cutting their staffs. Now, of course, this is being billed as a surprise that it was unexpected that jobless claims would rise again. And, of course, that was all coming from the happy-clappy, you know, robust recovery crowd who told us that everything was hunky-dory when, in fact, as Alex Jones, Gerald Salente, all of us here at PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com have predicted from the very start, this was a sucker's rally. You know, if you put your money in to the stock market 10 years ago, it was at 10,000. Now it's a little bit over 10,000. So if you account for inflation, then you've lost money. And once again, this so-called robust recovery has turned out to be nothing of the kind. GDP figures are being revised downward on an almost daily basis. The jobs picture is getting worse. The housing picture is getting worse. And people like Alice Jones and Salente, again, proven right from the very beginning when they said that this was a fake recovery. And now CNN has followed in the footsteps of the New York Times in calling this what it is. I mean, it's becoming so brazenly obvious that they're having to state exactly what it is. And it's the onset of another collapse. CNN article today, is this finally the economic collapse? And following on from the New York Times' David Krugman, who back in June wrote that the United States was entering, quote, a third Great Depression, which would be similar to the Long Depression of the 19th century. Today, CNN and Keith McCullough warns that the Federal Reserve's announcement yesterday that it will start buying Treasury debt is a crossing the Rubicon moment for the economic decline of America. And in this article, he says that this action by the Federal Reserve, basically printing more money out of thin air, QE2 as it were, quote, could lead the country to the brink of collapse. And that's not Salente, that's not Mark Faber, that's not Alex Jones, that's out of CNN saying that the Federal Reserve is bringing America to the point of collapse. And the jobs numbers out today only back that up furthermore. Now, of course, whether the sodium fluoride heads who get angry about the fact that they can't have chicken McNuggets for their breakfast will finally start to realise what's going on now that CNN and the New York Times are saying the same things as us remains to be seen. And we'll explore this further after the break on The Alex Jones Show. Stay with us.
If you are concerned about heart health, have heart problems, or know someone who does, this message is for you. LifeWise Naturals introduces HeartWise with citronol, CoQ10, hawthorn, and more. For premium cardiovascular health, just 2 HeartWise capsules per day provide optimum levels of powerful nutrients to promote cardiovascular energy, healthy blood pressure, circulatory health, and normal cholesterol levels. HeartWise is made with patented ingredients using only research-based potencies of individual nutrients. This exclusive formulation works in multiple ways, providing comprehensive cardiovascular protection. A 30-day supply of HeartWise with citronol and CoQ10 is only $22.50. GCN listeners, order HeartWise now and receive a free bottle of True Pomegranate, one of the most effective superfoods and antioxidants available. Mention product code HEART when you call 800-643-9558, 800-643-9558, or go to freeheartoffer.com. That's freeheartoffer.com today.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Attention, an important product from HempUSA.org, Microplant Powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant Powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have Microplant Powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It's the Alex Jones Show on August 12th, 2010. Paul Joseph Watson sitting in for Alex for the first hour. Your calls coming up at the bottom of the hour, so get lined up on the boards. Now, we're talking about the economy. Jobless claims are the highest since February. The robust recovery is now to be exactly as we said it would be all along, which was complete hot air. The stock market rise was a sucker's rally. And now that the phony life support system of quantitative easing is being switched off, the very same problems that caused the economic crisis in the first place are now coming back with a vengeance. And so what's the solution from the Federal Reserve? Of course, QE2, more printing money out of fresh air. Helicopter Ben simply going to turn the printing presses back on and lend the money back to the U.S. government interest, and you, the taxpayer, you're going to pay for it. The debt increases, the underlying problems remain, but the Federal Reserve continues to make record profits, and that's really what matters, isn't it? $20 billion in interest, and that's your tax money, just last month alone. The U.S. government in July alone paid $20 billion in interest on the U.S. debt. And of course, that goes straight to the Federal Reserve, only 20% of which they give back to the Treasury. So Where's the motivation to fix the economy? The Federal Reserve has hijacked the crisis. They're making vast profits, record profits, off the money they print, which they then get the interest back from the US government. And lo and behold, they're now proposing to do more of the same. We're talking about QE2. And of course, as the Associated Press reports today, the majority of that bailout money goes straight to foreign banks in France and Germany. It doesn't go to your local bank. It doesn't even go to massive American banks. The majority of it goes to offshore banks, which, of course, is the central bankers looking after each other, slapping each other on the back as they exploit this economic crisis that they created to look after each other's interests as they loot trillions from the taxpayer. And now with QE2, as the Federal Reserve announced yesterday, we're set for a new, fresh round of raping. Even as the austerity measures come in, even as the income tax goes up, the sales tax goes up, it's going up to 20% VAT here in the UK after January 1st. That's 20% extra on every purchase you make in on most items. The council tax is going up, the property tax is going up. We're being forced to pay for this, and all the money is going directly to French and German banks. So now the Federal Reserve says that the initial $700 billion, which of course with the rest of the commitments afterwards amounts to over $23 trillion, is not enough. And we're going to need some more to save America from this economic crisis. But of course, as CNN admits today, the Federal Reserve's own policies are what is bringing America, quote, to the brink of collapse. And what will this collapse look like in its aftermath? Well, just listen to what people like Mark Farber have to say about where all this is heading. You know, never mind civil unrest and food riots. Farber is talking about a Mad Max type scenario. You know, every man for himself. And, I mean, we can learn from this because implicit within these warnings are what we need to do as solutions to protect ourselves from what could happen if the very worst comes to pass, which is what Farber is saying. And this is what he said in an interview just a couple of days ago. He says, buy a farm you can tend to yourself out in the boondocks and protect it with high voltage fences, barbed wire, booby traps, military weapons, and Dobermans. And of course, that's the same rhetoric as another investment advisor, Anthony Fry, told CNBC back in June. He said people should concern themselves with buying guns, land, and barbed wire. Now, these people are on CNBC and CNN saying this. This isn't some obscure late-night radio talk show saying this. So why are they telling us to buy land? Well, it's because the US dollar is being devalued out of existence. Just look at the chart since the beginning of June against the euro and the pound. The US dollar is going straight down, heading south in a hurry. And that's because the globalists, of course, are trying to undermine confidence in the dollar because they want to replace it with a new world reserve currency, which is this banker IMF global monetary unit that we've documented and that they've publicly pronounced they aim to bring into existence. So to do so, they need to undermine the US dollar, which of course is being done through Bernanke again announcing that the printing presses are going to be turned back on, QE2. We're going to have hyperinflation of the US dollar, and that spells food inflation. And of course, when food becomes too expensive, people are going to go hungry unless they have their own self-sufficient, sustainable source of food, which is why we encourage people to buy storable food. But not only that, you need land for growing food, which is why Farber and Anthony Fry and all these top investment analysts are saying, you know, the wisest investment to make in these times is land, which of course can be used for both growing food via, you know, allotments and vegetable patches, as well as keeping livestock. So if the food riots begin, which London Independent last week reported that food riots could be a consequence of spiraling food inflation, then you're going to need to protect this land. So that's why they're saying not only do you need land, you need barbed wire, you need force, you need guns, you need dogs to protect it. And I'm aware of how apocalyptic this all sounds. And 10 years ago, this kind of run for the hills rhetoric, you know, was confined to these obscure late night talk shows, as I said before. But when you have the world's leading investment experts, along with the New York Times and CNN saying the same thing, then, you know, it's time to prick up our ears and start to take notice of what they're saying. Because food inflation is already skyrocketing. We have the situation in Russia and Ukraine as well threatening to do the same with these fires blocking exports of wheat, which caused in Russia food inflation to skyrocket by 19% in just 1 week because they blocked exports of wheat. And remember, Lenin said that, you know, grain was the go-to currency. This is going to cause food prices to skyrocket. The London Independent wrote that this, allied with other drastic weather conditions across the world, the floods in Pakistan, similar conditions in Brazil and Colombia, which is stopping them from exporting the cocoa beans and the coffee, was leading towards, quote, an inflationary time bomb that threatens to further devastate Western economies, reduce our living standards, while threatening the very lives of those in the third world. Because in places like Haiti and Pakistan and places like that, people are, the you know, the veneer of civilization is very thin. People are very close to death if food so much as rises by 19%, as happened in Russia this week. So the threat of food inflation is obviously something we need to be aware of. But obviously, most people can't afford to follow the advice of these investment analysts. Most people can't afford to buy a farm. They can't afford to buy even rent an allotment to grow vegetables on. So the solution is, you know, to do it in a group, whether that be to invest in land with your family, or in a group with your friends and neighbours as a kind of old-fashioned cooperative. But being independent in terms of food and self-sufficiency is going to be a major advantage in the coming years if the situation gets anywhere near as bad as what these people are predicting. And, you know, even if everything's hunky-dory, then at least you'll learn some new skills and you'll become more independent, which is never a bad thing. So I think it's a good idea to follow the advice of Mark Farber and Anthony Fry and people like this, Gerald Talente. Because even if things aren't as bad as we're told could happen, and bear in mind that now CNN and New York Times are saying this, then at least you'll become more self-sufficient and you'll learn more skills. So educating yourself about, you know, growing vegetables, investing in storable food, things like this, it can only be beneficial even if the crisis doesn't get out of hand, which many are predicting it now will. You know, even just get a chicken coop and have your own chickens and eggs. I mean, even that's going to be a help, and it's going to save you money anyway. So, you know, where's the downside? All you need is a little parcel of land. So I say follow the advice, buy land, and become self-sufficient, become independent, especially with your food. Because that's going to be key in the coming years if this inflationary holocaust, as many are predicting, occurs as a result of the economic depression, the third depression, as New York Times' Paul Krugman characterizes it. So I mentioned at the start of the show that we have these three major issues intersecting and pointing to the same ominous conclusion. We have the economic meltdown, with it now pretty clear that we're entering this double depression, and even a third, you know, as Krugman says, something similar to the long depression of the 19th century. We have tensions building with Iran. We have the political dynasty of Barry Sotero crashing and burning. So after the break, we'll talk about how these three issues intersect and lead to the same ominous conclusion. This is the Alex Jones Show. I'm Paul Joseph Watson. Stay tuned, we'll go to your calls shortly. I'm gonna leave you.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land, they think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3111. And support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us up the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluing. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to prevent your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They've both maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them both until now, your cash would actually have the buying power of only $4,800, but your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call me, John Ballman, today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Gulf War vets,
9/11 workers,
people around the Gulf oil spill fumes,
all were exposed to toxic chemicals in the air and became ill.
Even in your home, air contamination can make you sick.
You have been exposed to airborne toxic particulate matter and volatile organic compounds causing fatigue, flu-like symptoms, or worse.
Protect yourself.
You cannot trust anyone to do it for you. Clean the air in your home or workplace with a HealthMate Plus air purifier. Call airfiltersandpurifiers.com for answers on how to purify the air you breathe. Contact airfiltersandpurifiers.com and ask about the HealthMate Plus. The HealthMate Plus is capable of trapping 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus today with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners get a 5% discount by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com, your trusted advisor for clean air.
No one knows what it's like to be the bad man, to be the sad man behind blue eyes.
It's the Alex Jones Show on August 12th, 2010, with me sitting in for Alex Paul Joseph Watts, and your calls coming up soon. Now, we were talking about the declining economic picture and how it intersects with the build-up of tensions with Iran, which are now reaching a crescendo, as well as the failure of the political dynasty of Barry Sotero, as his approval numbers slipped to new lows almost on a weekly basis. And, of course, we had the public meltdown of Robert Gibbs, the White House spokesman, telling the Hill newspaper that left-wing critics of Obama are, quote, crazy and ought to be drug tested. because they criticized Obama for not fulfilling the very promises he made during the election campaign, specifically with regard to pulling out of Iraq and Afghanistan. The wars under Obama are expanding, more US troops deployed under Obama than ever were under Bush. And now even people on the left who voted for Obama are screaming bloody murder. And finally, Gibbs cracked and said that they were crazy and ought to be drug tested. And so this goes to show that the corporate marketing tool of brand Obama, which hoodwinked millions of Americans in voting for him in 2008, is officially dead and buried. Now, what is brand Obama? It's the artificially manufactured marketing strategy that made millions of people vote for a man who represents the precise opposite of what he's billed as and what people voted for him on the issues that he promised them during the election campaign. And nowhere is this better explained than in a clip by John Pilger, who, remember, is a leftist himself. And what Pilger talked about, and this occurred shortly after Obama's inauguration, was basically similar to what Alex Jones told you in the Obama deception. And now we'll listen to John Pilger's description of, quote, brand Obama, and the fact that the public are finally realizing that this is what Obama represents is a major turning point in the death of the political career of Barack Obama. So we'll play out into the break with this clip from John Pilger.
The clever young man who recently made it to the White House is a very fine hypnotist, partly because it is indeed extraordinary to see an African-American at the pinnacle of power in the land of slavery. However, this is the 21st century, and race, together with gender and even class, can be very seductive tools of propaganda. For what is so often overlooked and what matters, I believe, above all, is the class one serves. George Bush's inner circle, from the State Department to the Supreme Court, was perhaps the most multiracial in presidential history. It was PC par excellence. Think Condoleezza Rice, Colin Powell. It was also the most reactionary. Obama's very presence in the White House appears to reaffirm the moral nation. He's a marketing dream. But like Calvin Klein or Benetton, he is a brand that promises something special, something exciting, almost risque, as if he might be radical, as if he might enact change. He makes people feel good. He's a postmodern man with no political baggage, and all that's fake. In his book, Dreams from My Father, Obama refers to the job he took after he graduated from Columbia in 1983. He describes his employer as, and I quote, a consulting house to multinational corporations, unquote.
So that's John Pilger talking about brand Obama and how this corporate marketing strategy was what sold the American people to vote for him in the 2008 election. But the problem now for the Obama administration and the globalists as a whole is the fact that with his approval ratings going through the floor, even leftists now in the aftermath of Robert Gibbs' outburst are coming to the understanding that they've been completely hoodwinked into voting for somebody who supposedly represented change, but who in fact has proven to be the ultimate servant of the elite. And this is going to cost the Democrats big in 2012. And after the break, we'll talk about how they may try to pull off a desperate last gasp lunge to keep Obama in power and keep their stranglehold over power. And then we'll go to your call. Stay tuned. This is The Alex Jones Show.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
for world-class auto detailing, use what the pros use worldwide. Sparkle Auto. At SparkleAuto.com, the products and services we deliver are as good as it gets. And the knowledge behind them, even better. We always give you our absolute best, like our large 5-foot square chamois. It's Sparkle Auto's hottest selling item, voted by our customers as the most valuable chamois. This imported chamois is made of the highest quality microfiber artificial leather, so no scratching ever. It always remains soft, gentle, and pliable, no matter how much water it soaks up. The Sparkle Auto chamois will not shrink or grow stiff with age or dryness. See it and buy it now for only $19.95 plus shipping at SparkleAuto.com. That's SparkleAuto.com. Or call toll-free 866-372-9559. Experience the best customer service and our 110% price guarantee at SparkleAuto.com. Call 866-372-9559 today for good value on top-of-the-line auto detailing products from SparkleAuto.com.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You take a mortal man and put him in control.
It's the Alex Jones Show, August 12, 2010. People watching live on PrisonPlanet.tv with the live video stream. We encourage you to sign up and subscribe today. Now, we're talking about these three issues that are intersecting at the moment with the double dip recession / depression, the build-up of tensions with Iran, and the crash and burn of the political dynasty of Barack H. Obama. Now, the big question is, as these three issues accelerate towards each other with the same consequence, the question that will be answered over the next 3 months is this: will the New World Order merely hand the baton onto a neocon in 2012 in the hope that the American people fall for the same left-right scam yet again? Or, in light of the success of anti-incumbent political candidates, will they make a last gasp, desperate lunge to restore the political credibility of Barack Hussein Obama, and how will that manifest itself? Now, if you listen to people like Robert Shapiro, who wrote an article for the Financial Times a couple of months ago, he says that the only way to reinstall faith in Obama as a leader is a terror attack on the scale of Oklahoma City or 9/11. So they've got that option to exploit if they choose to go down that route. But with a worsening economic picture as it is, and bearing in mind that The Great Depression of 1929 was only really neutralized with America's entry into the Second World War in 1941, added to the build-up of tensions with Iran. Will Barack Obama and the globalists who control him turn to the ultimate weapon of control, which is war? Will the United States support an Israeli attack on Iran as a means of bolstering the economy and providing the perfect opportunity for the globalists to rebuild the world in their image from the ashes of what could potentially become World War III? These three issues are coming to a head right now, and I'm sure before the end of the year, we will have a relatively clear and distinct answer to that question. Will the Democrats pull a political stunt or engineer a crisis to stay in power, or will they merely hand the baton on back to the Republican side of the two-party monopoly? That question remains to be answered. And will Obama seek to restore his political credibility by launching a war or supporting a war on Iran as a means of rallying the American people around his White House? Those questions are going to be vital in the coming months, and we'll see how it pans out. I think we'll get the answer before the end of the year. So I want to know what you've got to say about this, and we're going to go to your calls. And the first caller is Ernie in California. Ernie, you're on the air. What's on your mind today?
Hey, not much, guy. I have a couple of things, just real quick. They're either going to pull the false flag and let the volcano oil well explode, and then they'll pull their game. Some way they're going to try to pull off these elections. Now, the second thing is, I just accidentally got put in jail for a couple of days, for about 16 days. I want to let you know something. The biggest corporation, the biggest scam in this United States is our prison and judicial system. It is amazingly unreal. Okay, what I see and what I've learned is the first prisoners, and there's a domestic, if there's any kind of like martial law, they're immediately, the criminal, the real bad prisoners are immediately to be shot. The rest will be used as slaves. I see Obama, basically, they're going to pull whatever they can pull to keep his little Barry Satoru butt in there. And it doesn't matter who else they put in, because they all belong to the Trilateral Commission, Council on Foreign Relations, and we're never going to see a Ron Paul get elected.
Well, the positive thing we have to hold on to, though, is the fact that all these anti-incumbent candidates are having big successes over establishment candidates. For example, Sharon Angle in, I think it's Nevada, she's got a very good chance of kicking out Harry Reid. And Sharon Angle's this big conservative. Obviously, she's affiliated with the Tea Party. But on the issue, she's good because she supports ending fluoridation of the water supply. So there are lots of these candidates. Rand Paul's another one of them. That in many areas represent the true populist sentiment of America. So even though some of them are controlled by the Republican arm of the Tea Party, I think that's a very positive development, and it shows us why the establishment is getting so desperate in trying to demonize these Tea Party candidates, because they do really threaten the status quo, and that's a big success that we've had in recent months. Thanks for your call. Now we're going to go to Julio in Illinois. Julio, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Paul. It's great to talk with someone who is informed as you from across the pond. I have a feeling. You know how the Illuminists and those in the New World Order, they like to go by the number card, like the number system, like 77 down in the UK, or 9/11, or 888. It's 2010 in October. That's the 10th month of the year. For some reason, I think 10-10-10, they may possibly pull something out with trying to save Barry Satoru in terms of a false flag. But my question to you is about the CIA Mockingbird media. I'm sure you're well informed on, you know, Operation Mockingbird, how it got started with Prescott Bush during World War II. how is the Mockingbird media over across the pond with you in terms of, you know, the BBC and Sky News compared to our Mockingbirds here in the States with Murdoch's Fox News, CNN, and MSNBC?
Well, the situation with the UK media and how it's controlled by the government is basically you had a situation after the murder of Dr. David Kelly and after 2003 invasion of Iraq where the BBC was completely overtaken by the Labour government. And in fact, you had a story where Labour Party officials were actually hacked into the computer systems of the BBC, the British Broadcasting Corporation, which is the main media outlet in Britain. So it's completely controlled by the government in that sense. Then on the flip side of the equation, the supposed, you know, alternative to BBC, you have Sky News, which is owned by Rupert Murdoch, who owns Fox News and the Wall Street Journal and so on. So whatever side you go to, whether it be the supposed liberal BBC or the conservative Sky News, it's the same as CNN and Fox News in America. They're both owned by globalist interests, which is why the internet's become so much more important in recent years and why they're trying to control it and stifle free speech, because it's becoming the true outlet, the last outpost of free speech for the individual to use. And that's why Lieberman is trying to move America towards this Chinese system of internet policing and regulation under his cybersecurity bill, which we're trying to vigorously oppose at the moment. So thanks for your call. We're going to go to Jeff in Virginia. Jeff, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yeah, what's in your mind today, Jeff?
Hi, yeah, just a couple of points I'd like to make, and then a couple of questions that I had. As far as terrorist attacks or something of that nature, I don't think we'll see anything like that probably until next year, just thinking that they would probably put that closer to the election than farther away from the election. also, I had another point on that, and I seem to have lost it. All right, let me go to my first question. Maybe I'll come back to that other one. Oh, no, I remember what it was. I wouldn't be surprised. I think that what we'll probably see is the globalist agenda get handed off to some sort of an in-pocket Republican type. I think Obama's credibility is way far shot, way more shot than anything that he can recover from at this point. One question that I had was kind of regarding the Bohemian Grove. I know that Alex Jones exposed that. I don't know if you were involved in that all that much, but my question was, if these globalists are as satanic as they seem to be, and as I've heard people state that they are, is there any indication that wasn't an effigy that was burned, but actually a real human being, actually on an altar of sacrifice there? And then my second question, you can address that, and I'll get off the phone. My second question was kind of to the effect of a rumor going around now about Dr. Horowitz and the Oxy Silver scandal. I don't know if you guys know anything about that, but I was kind of hoping that maybe we the listeners of Alex Jones could get a statement from you guys on that, and I'll take my answers off the line. Thank you.
Yeah, regarding Bohemian Grove, what the caller talks about is a of course, Bohemian Grove is the annual get-together in the Redwood Forest there in California of the world's elite. And what he's talking about is the fact that during this ceremony, Cremation of Care, which is documented in Alex Jones's Dark Secrets Bohemian Grove movie, they bring in an effigy on a boat with death bringing it in on the boat, and they burn it in a mock sacrifice to Molech, which is this, you know, occult pagan owl god. And this is all on film. I mean, it's documented up one side and down the other. And the caller asks, is there any evidence that this is a real sacrifice and not something that's done in mock? Well, of course, Alex Jones, the ceremony that Alex Jones attended, the sacrifice that they made was obviously a kind of paper mache mock child, because it didn't move, and the sounds of it screaming when they sacrificed it were, you know, played out over a loudspeaker and voiced by an actor. But what is interesting is in the Franklin cover-up, which is a book written by a senator which talks about child abuse and prostitution allegations in regard to people holding high office in the United States, they do talk about taking their victims to Bohemian Grove and doing their sordid practices, their child abuse, paedophilia practices, under the owl god Moloch. Now, of course, again, that sounds completely crazy, but it's in the book, and the Bohemian Grove ceremony is real. George W. Bush, Henry Kissinger, David Rockefeller do venture out to this ceremony each year, and they do burn a mock sacrifice as kind of an idol worship to the pagan god Moloch. Now, would you let people who do that kind of thing even babysit your children? Well, no, but these people are custodians of the world. They're the elite. They're the New World Order. So the practices that they enjoy in private are certainly of massive concern and shock, as Alex Jones's 2000 film Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove documented. So we're going to go on to our next caller now, which is Francis in Canada. Francis, you're on the air. What's on your mind today?
Hi, Paul. It's good talking to you. I wanted to, the whole issue of the Gaza flotilla and the murders that took place has receded into the past now, and people are forgetting about it. But it's been bothering me because there's certain facts about it that haven't come to light in the mainstream press as much as they should have. And it's basically
We're going to go to the next caller. Sorry. Your phone's cutting out, but you were talking about the Gaza flotilla attack, and we covered that at the time. And obviously there was propaganda on both sides with the release of the videos which showed the Israeli paratroops, you know, gliding down, and then we had other videos where they were shown shooting on innocent civilians. So it's still up in the air at the moment, of course. Israel routinely commits these kind of atrocities, and we cover them when they do. But try calling back in tomorrow, because your phone was broken up, so we couldn't quite hear what you were saying. Apologies for that. But we're going to go to the next caller, which is Sonny in Ohio. Sonny, you're on the air.
Hey, it's the same from the SpringboardTeaParty.com. Two things I want to bring up to you. In the front page of the Dayton Daily News today, Wright State University is in bids for trying to do a bone scanning method to replace fingerprinting for the CIA. I thought that was very interesting. It's on page one. You can't miss it, actually. If you get on there, you see a chick stand in front of a skeleton that's supported, obviously, like in a typical medical lab. And it goes into some detail about that. I find that to be quite disturbing, because obviously biometrics and fingerprints can be altered or disguised. But it just kind of goes on. So is this like the next level for the naked body scanners or what? So I find it to be quite disturbing. Second point I wanted to bring up to is I want to piggyback on the gentleman earlier from California talking about the jail and judicial system. It is a complete racket. And I've seen so much stuff. I mean, it's a joke. I mean, first of all, they may charge you with multiple charges, then dwindle them down to a couple. And the bottom line is they just want to hurt to get money from you. And that's one thing. And two is if you're even remotely politically affiliated, you are bound to be crucified if you go in front of a judge. So, I mean, it's just completely despicable. But I'd like to hear your comments about those off the air.
Yeah, I've just found the story. WSU tries for CIA contract with skeletal identification. Technology could help identify terrorists. So now, apparently the fingerprint's not good enough. Remember the Total Information Awareness, DARPA, gait analysis, with those supposed to identify terrorists by the way they walked. Well, now they're bringing it to a internal level and trying to identify terrorists by their skeletal identification. And it says Wright State University Research Institute is one of a dozen groups chosen from a field of 500 applicants to submit plans to the CIA for cutting-edge technology to identify potential terrorists and other suspects. University researchers working to develop what they believe is the nation's first bone scanning identification system should know next year whether the CIA will opt to use their biometric identifier. So now, with the onset of body scanners in airports, and of course the TSA was caught storing the images, as they said they wouldn't, now we're going to a deeper level, which is bone scanning identification. So Big Brother is not satisfied with your fingerprints. He wants your very skeletal records as part of the database that they're going to have on American citizens. Of course, this is all to fight terrorism and to find other suspects. So I'm sure we can trust them with that. And we're going to go to Daryl in Tennessee. Daryl, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, Paul. Just a couple of quick questions. In terms of the political situation, where you guys have stated over and over again that, you know, the voting system is rigged, basically, and they're going to put there who they want to put there. So, you know, what's the real point, you know, of going out and voting? And
okay, we'll answer that after the break. We're going to the break now, but we'll come back and answer that question. Stay tuned. It's the Alex Jones Show Live.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
It's the Alex Jones Show. Welcome back. I'm Paul Joseph Watson. This is the last segment, and we're going to your calls. The caller, previous caller before the break, was asking about electronic voting machines. You know, what's the point in voting if it's all rigged anyway? Well, the good news is a lot of these machines are being kicked out. For example, in Ohio, the state authorities have got rid of some of the machines, and now Diebold is trying to sue them for breach of contract. And that's caused the local authorities to sue Diebold back for irregularities in these voting machines. So I think they're starting to turn the tide on that, and many states are starting to go back to paper ballots. But obviously, it's a long battle, but we're seeing some progress in that. But we're short on time, so we're going to go to George in Connecticut. George, you're on the air. What's in your mind today?
Hi, Watson. I think we're gaining ground, unfortunately, not consistently. I was listening to a different show called Gary Null. I don't know if you know of him, but they're literally going after this guy, and he had a person from one of the organizations that basically was investigating. They were trying to target him, but he investigated and found out he was such a good guy that he was tipping him off that they were targeting him with black ops groups and also trying to find somebody to blackmail him. And the thing is, he's been going around to all these groups for inoculation. He has scientific knowledge and he has the papers, and every time they bring up a point, he literally brought up 100 pages worth of documentation to prove that Woolley's inoculations had no basis in scientific fact, and there was no reason or reason to inoculate anybody, and they didn't even have the legal right to push this thing forward. So they've been targeting him. But another thing he's been a big man on the GMO foods, and there's been groups that have been popping up because of his work, and they've had some successes in where they people were starting to boycott foods of GMO foods in some supermarket markets, and some people have yanked GMO foods out and promised not to, and also to label them without government approval. So it seems like we're making some headway there. One question from you, you, since you can give a broader knowledge of that: what's happening in Europe? How is this? I don't know, just not just Alex Jones, but this type of thing of the world type of government trying to take over, and the bankers and things like that. How is the Europeans in general, not just England, starting to awaken or not awaken? What's going on there?
Well, the world government in Europe is being pushed by means of this tax that will go to bankroll the world government, similar to how the United Nations is proposing the carbon tax, which will go, as we learned, directly to the World Bank. Now the European Union is proposing that, for example, British citizens pay a tax that will go directly to bankroll the EU and the expansion of that federalist superstate. So the primary offensive is on the tax front and getting us to pay for our own enslavement, but people are wise to it, and people are already being taxed to death with these austerity measures, so it's very doubtful that they're going to go ahead and go along with it, especially as opposition to the EU in the UK routinely runs at about 70% oppose anything proposed by the EU, so there's very strong resistance against the EU in the UK, sorry, against the EU, and there always has been. Last caller is Lex in Ohio. Lex, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to ask, I'm going to follow suit from some other callers and get the European perspective. Since Russia and China's mentioned, but they're basically ignored, how do you think they're going to react to an invasion of Iran, either unsuccessful or successful?
America is ultimately headed for a conflict with China. It could come from Iran, it could come from North Korea, but that's the ultimate goal for the globalists. We're out of time. Top interviews coming up with Max Kaiser, Ray McGovern. This is the Alex Jones Show. Stay tuned, we'll be back tomorrow.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.